Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
Here I keep hearing Mindy across the table going, We've been talking about scars this morning, and if you got a gnarly scar, go ahead and share your story with us on our Facebook page, Caleb and Mindy in the Morning. People are posting up pictures of their scars and how they got them, and Sarah says some of these are really impressive, so I won't share my pic of my knee that got ripped off while running away from a terrifying goose. those geese are no joke, though.
Right, you know? Correct.
Good morning. You calling about the gnarly scar that you have?
So not me, but my wife has a pretty crazy one. It is a wild story, though. So when she was like 6, her appendix ruptured, and it took them like a week to figure that. By that point, infection had already settled in everywhere, so they sent her, left it open for a really long time. They were able to drain all the infection, but she was in there for a little over a month. It left her with a pretty crazy scar. I mean, it's like 5 or 6 inches long and real deep. It's pretty wild because every time she goes to, we just had our first child recently, and every time she goes to a new doctor, they're like, you know, plastic surgery can make that look a lot better if you'd like. But I think she's like, I've lived with it my entire life.
I was going to say, like, when you go through a process like that, like being in the hospital for a month, I want to show everybody that I'm a warrior.
Yeah, she still wears two-piece bikinis and shows it off. She thinks it's cool. Yeah.
So is it right around her, right in her abdomen area then?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Man, I'd be telling everybody I got stabbed and you should see the other guy. And
Yeah. She makes up some pretty funny stories when the kids look at it or say something.
Caleb and Mindy in the Morning on 97.1 Hank FM.